Martha came rushing out to meet Jesus on the road. And she came with a crushing weight of sadness. The disorientation of having a loved one suddenly not there, and the real anger that always goes with loss. Lord, if you had been here, my brother Lazarus would not have died. Jesus ends this brief exchange with Martha by insisting, I am the resurrection and the life. Resurrection hope isn't some thin, wishful thinking for a vague and unseeable future. Resurrection life begins right here, right now, in the very depth of the world's pain and suffering. Resurrection hope is released by abiding in and with Jesus. So Christian hope is not just the expectation of life beyond death. It is the promise of real and full and loving life before death, but then extends beyond the grave and joins with God in renewing the whole world. And just like Martha, to catch that hope and live that life, we must bring the full depth of our grief, our sadness, our rage at the injustice and needless suffering that is all around, to our own abiding with Jesus. Hope that does not fully and squarely reckon with all the good reasons for despair is a cheap hope. A promise of life that does not squarely reckon with the hard fact of death is a thin and flimsy veneer that changes nothing in the world. In the Old Testament lesson from Ezekiel in the Valley of Dry Bones, God asked the prophet the question, mortal, can these old bones live? And Ezekiel is smart not to pretend to know. He says, oh Lord God, you know. Then the prophet commands the bones as he is told. He says, oh dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. With a rattling, the bones come together, bone on bone, and cartilage, and ligaments, and organs, and flesh. But still, strangely, the bones are not alive. They are assembled into people, but they do not have life. Not until the prophet calls forth breath from the four winds. Ezekiel says, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe on these that were slain, that they may live. It is entirely about the breath. The word ruach in Hebrew means breath, and it also means wind, and it also means spirit. One word with three meanings, ruach. If you are breathing, you are alive. If there is no breath, no spirit, you are not alive. Spirit and breath are what we call life. In pre-modern times, when breath left, the spirit left. That is how one word, ruach, can mean breath and wind and spirit. This story of the dry bones gives us such a powerful image of life and death that we might stop there and miss what God says about the people who were brought back to life. The whole episode, or sign, or miracle, is about Israel being cut off from God. In the end, God says to Ezekiel, these dry bones are the house of Israel. Cut off from God, they are dead. But with the breath, with the Spirit of God, even dry bones, long dead, completely decomposed, can be alive. The Spirit of God is life. Being separated from God is death. In the same way, the image of Lazarus emerging from the tomb has long captured the attention and our imagination. And rightly so, we are given details about a stone being rolled away and Jesus dramatically commanding Lazarus to come out. And when he comes forth, he is still bound by to be alive. When Jesus raises Lazarus, his command is this: unbind him and let him go. His command is the same for us. We are a people whose work is unbinding the bands of grief with hope and even joy that knows God's love is more powerful than death. We unbind the bands of despair with assurance that love's victory has already been secured. Unbind the bands of oppression with the justice that affirms God is always found on the edges, in the small places, and the forgotten, cast aside people. So bring your own deep sadness to Jesus. Bring your rage at the state of the world. Bring your can't take one more step feeling of despair, and let Jesus unbind you with the balm of love. Then let us together get on with the work of unbinding others. Sometimes we read this story of the raising of Lazarus at a funeral. In those times, I wonder if people feel like I do. Of course, in this moment, in a funeral, our deepest desire is to have the person back with us, back in the flesh. We might ask, why did this happen only to Lazarus? Could it happen again? But what if we could truly grasp that life is our connection to the living God, not our connection to our body? We could say with confidence that whether we live or we die, we belong to God. We who now draw breath, living in the flesh, with brain waves and a heartbeat, we it is who should say, who would say, come from the four winds, O Spirit, O breath of God, and breathe on us that we may live.